Well, grace and peace to all of you who have gathered here in this way today. It's a gift to have the presence of the Spirit among us, and it's also a gift to have Dr. Shankar Singh as our guest speaker. I'm looking forward to what he has to share with us. It's also good to have John Lapp, who is the director of Asia and the Middle East for Mennonite Missions Network, who seems to be his guest guide this journey, leg of the journey for him. And it's good to have Dr. Anil Solanki, who is Old Testament and Hebrew faculty here at EMS. And I think I would like to invite Anil to say a word or two before we begin.
It's great joy and some pride. I want to introduce Dr. Shankar Singh. He is the principal, or what we will call president, of Union Biblical Seminary, where I studied and I taught for many years. And he's the so many first for him. He's the first principal to have all his education in India. He did his PhD in Bangalore with a distinction, and he's the only teacher now guiding the graduate students in the seminary. He's also the chair for Asian Theological Association, ETA. So he is wearing many hats. They are not obvious to you, but he has a good family and good support from the family. He's a very humble student. He was a student when I was a teacher there and dean, and so he has come up because he's so humble and he's so willing to learn. And he's also the first Mennonite principal after many years in Union Biblical Seminary. So I wish him best, and the seminary has made a great stride. We used to be around 91 students when I was student there. Now they have over 300 students. Mm. Doctoral students, graduate students, and many other kinds of students. So the physical plant has improved, everything has improved. And so God has lifted up this humble man and he's using for his glory. And I'm so delighted. I have some medical situation, so I have to go, but I wish him well and his success for his endeavor here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Anil. Appreciate that. And it looks like he also had a good mentor in you. I invite you to turn in your hymnals to number 677, and let's pray this prayer together as we begin. Number 677 in the back of the hymnal. Together. O living Christ, come to us in the glory of your risen power. Come to us in the humility of your wondrous love. Come and reign among us. Let new life course through our veins. New love bind us together, and new vision spur us on to follow you forever. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
In the worship book number 70, immortal, invisible, God only wise.
Thank you.
scripture text is chosen, the letter to Timothy from the Apostle Paul. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as a foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Anil. Do I see Anil? Well, I will relay my thanks to Anil for a wonderful welcome of Dr. Shekhar Singh, and in many ways I'll echo and expand on what Anil shared. Dr. Shekhar is principal, as Anil mentioned, in India, that functions as president of Union Biblical Seminary in Pune. In that position since 2010, he has also been on the faculty of UBS since the early 1980s. He graduated from UBS with a BD degree in 82 and attained a PhD in psychology and pastoral counseling in 2002. And as we heard Anil emphasize, you were the first to earn those degrees in India. Dr. Singh grew up in a Mennonite family in Chhattisgarh, central India, and is married to Nalini. They have two grown children. Dr. Singh has been in the U.S. for several times, where he seeks to meet with UBS alumni, with former mission workers connected to UBS, and with potential seminary and mission agency partners. This is his first time, I understand, in Harrisonburg, and we warmly welcome you both to Harrisonburg and to the Eastern Mennonite University community and here to the seminary, Dr. Singh, and greatly look forward to your sharing with us God's blessings as you minister among us.
First of all, let me greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I bring greetings from Union Biblical Seminary, and it's a joy for me to be here sharing the Word of God this morning. Also, I bring greetings from our board members. You know, while I shared with them that I'll be visiting some of these places, they do send their greetings to all of us. I also bring greetings from my own family. They are also excited this morning when I shared with them saying that I will be preaching this morning. They were very happy and they said that please do convey our regards to the family here. Dear friends, while talking about the aspect of ministry, other day with the Global Disciples, I was sharing, now to be called Christian in India, it is a challenge now with the changing realities where the communal party or the fundamentalist party is in power. And just 1 week back, we heard the news that in Uttar Pradesh, one of the northern states in India, where one of the church was completely ransacked. Everything was, which was Christian, cross, Bible, everything was removed. And they put up the Hindu gods, goddesses, the photographs, and other items. And they said, now to all the Christians, it is good for you to come back home, because you were formerly Hindus and now you come back home. So this is something which is, since persecution has been there for some time, but since May 2014, we have been experiencing a greater challenge for Christians. What is that keeps us going, even in the face of challenges, problems, and difficulties? And this is something which I would like to share this morning with you, where St. Paul is referring in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. He reminds the believers that how is he grateful to God for, because it is God who has entrusted the ministry to him. I often say about this particular incident which happened in my family, and that reminds me often, and I often share with others also, that is, when my father decided to follow Christ, my grandfather said to him, son, you can do only one thing, is either you follow Christ or you have to leave home. You decide whether you want to be at home or you want to follow Christ. And that's the point. My father decided that he should follow Christ and left home. Dear friends, it's a challenge for us as Christians in India. Sometime we have to say adieu, or we have to say farewell to our family in order to follow Christ. It's a cost which is involved. But then what is that which sustains us, even in those times of difficulties? I would like to share with this short reflection from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. And Paul reflects his gratitude to Christ, because he knows that for him it is Christ, it is God who sustains him in his struggles of life. And often, dear friends, at times when we have everything in life, no challenges, no problems, no persecutions, often Christian faith is taken for granted. And that's what we have seen. For many years, when Christian faith was not challenged in India, people did not bother about what the life is all about. But if we live a life in gratitude and thankfulness, it is a blessing to oneself, and also it is a blessing to others. We do find in your context it is quite easy to express gratitude and thankfulness, but in Indian context, to say thank you is very, very difficult. And sometimes even to say thank you to God or to express our thankfulness to God is quite difficult. But I think in a normal human context, and also our Lord is delighted when we express our gratefulness to God. We do find in Bible several places where Israelites were the people, a group of people who were complaining of many things. They rebelled against Moses. They rebelled against God. They despised God's blessings upon their lives. But dear friends, the word of God reminds us that even in situations when we have little or more, we need to be thankful to God. I was visiting areas where persecution is very predominant now. A place in Gujarat, from where our Prime Minister Narendra Modi comes, south of Gujarat, while I was visiting in the tribal area, a lot of persecution in tribal area. they are actually tribal. They are non-Hindus, but they are forced to become Hindus. They are forced to say that they must say that they are Hindus, otherwise they will be kicked off from their areas. They have to vacate their land. And while I was visiting in Dong area, that is the South Gujarat, simple believers, they do not have much possession, maybe small plot of land, a very small income to live upon. But when I saw their faith in Christ, I was amazed. And I think it is very essential for us to remind ourselves that it is God who has done great things in our lives. And that's the reason Paul was grateful to God. And that's why we find Paul is saying why I am grateful to God. First thing he says that it is God who has put me into ministry. The ministry is given in my hand. It is because of God's grace. So it's not my choice that I am in ministry, but it is God's choice that I am in ministry. And that's the reason Paul is reminding himself that this precious gospel has been given in his hands so that he can share the gospel to the people around him. And dear friends, we do know when we go into the rural areas of India, when we share the gospel, there are oppositions, but we also know when we are sharing the love of Christ can transform the life of the people. And that's what we experience in our day-to-day life in India. Now, it's essential for us. Sometimes we say, well, God has called us into the ministry, but how do I involve in ministry? Now, God depends upon us to share this gospel to the needy world. You know, unless we are able to take the gospel to the needy world, how the needy world will know about the gospel? And I was involved in for almost 20 years in a church planting ministry, not with the Mennonite church, but in Pune we have another church where I participate. For almost 20 years, since 1987, this church was very small. It had only 5 churches altogether with 600 members. We praise God that in these years now, we have 124 churches and about 30,000 plus members. You know, it's a matter to praise God that in the midst of persecution, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of lack of things and resources, God blessed our efforts. And we find that, and that's very important for us, that we need to share the gospel. And this is the reason Paul is thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Christ's work to put men and women into the ministry. Ministers cannot make ministers, for it is less can person make themselves a minister. So it is very essential for us that we must realize that when we are in the ministry, we are called by God. And that's why Paul is saying, for you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ has called us into the ministry, and he has trusted this great responsibility in us. Call to ministry is a great favor of God. Often people say that, you know, I am Christian, I am in ministry, and this is because of my education or qualification. But I would say call to ministry is a great favor of God. And secondly, why was Paul thankful? Paul gives an account of his conversion, as which we find in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, where he says, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor, and yet I was shown mercy. And that is, we call Damascus Road experience for Paul, where Jesus, our Lord, called him and said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And in verse 5 it says, Lord says, when Paul asked, who are you? The Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. You know, going around India where Christians are persecuted, I often think of their situation. And Saul, when he was going to Damascus to persecute Christian, on the way he met Jesus. And when he asked, who are you? Jesus did say, the Lord did say, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Jesus did not say that I am the Lord of those whom you are persecuting. Jesus said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. So when Christians go through persecutions, challenges, difficulties, at times losing their own life, dear friends, I feel the Lord suffers with us. Lord goes through our suffering. He takes our suffering upon himself. And it is very essential for us to remind ourselves of this very fact. The greatness of sin is no bar to our acceptance with God, nor to our being employed for him, if one has truly repented. And that's what we see in the life of Paul. He says, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was a violent man. But then the greatness of sin has no hold or no bar to our acceptance with God. Any of us, no matter how defeated and broken we may be, can undergo the same transformation by simply opening our hearts to faith in Jesus Christ. And I think that is the beauty of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, thirdly, Paul reminds himself that it is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If he is in the ministry, it is because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he says. Paul did all when he was a blasphemer, when he was a persecutor, when he was a violent man. He says, I did all in ignorance and in unbelief. But he obtained mercy. And the law came, and that's what in Romans 5:20 says, and the law came in that the transgression may increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. And I think we need to praise God. In Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's a reminder to us that God came into this world. Maybe my family, I would have still remained as idol worshiper. We would have remained as animist if the grace of God would not have been shown to my father. And we would have come to know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we find Paul is reminding to the church at Rome, that God demonstrated his love towards us. John Newton, the composer of Amazing Grace, says, expressed in a similar perspective, though I am not what I ought to be, nor what I wish to be, nor yet what I hope to be, I can truly say I am not what I once was. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And I think that is a reminder to us, that is the hymn he wrote, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. I think that's the grace of God should remind us that there is an abundance of grace available. The abundant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world. It is a good news, worthy of all acceptance, dear friends. And I think it is important for us that we need to take this grace of God to the people around. We need to help people to see that God still accepts those who are sinner. And Paul says that I am the greatest of all the sinners. Fourthly, Paul says, not only the grace, but Paul found the mercy of God. In verse 16, if you look at, you will find that God demonstrates his perfect patience. And that's what Paul is saying in verse 16. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Dear friends, God is much more patient with our sin, our shortcomings, our failure, and God wants us to show his mercy so that we are able to be created, recreated in his own image. Even a sinner of this extent is still an object of God's love. God deals with sinners on the basis of his own wonderful grace. And that's what we find the example of Paul being saved should encourage us to believe that any sinners can be touched and redeemed by the grace and mercy of our great and good God. Those who are sensible of their obligation to the mercy and grace of God will have their heart enlarged in his praise. God's gracious dealing with us should fill us with admiration of his glorious attributes. And that's what Matthew Henry is commenting about. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Christ gave himself for the world that we may obtain God's mercy. And that's, we just want to thank the Lord for who we are in our own lives. How God has called us by his grace. How God has called us by his own mercy, so that we can be in the ministry and continue to serve him. Serve him who is King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Bless you, Dr. Singh, for reminding us of the gift of God's grace and God's mercy. As you've listened to and what has been invoked within you, I invite you to turn again to the passage of Scripture that was read, which he articulated for us on the front part of the bulletin. As you think about what he has invited us into, I invite you to reread that prayer and put yourself into that place. This is your prayer and my prayer. So I invite you just to listen to it and read it to yourself for a moment. And then I'll invite us to a time of prayer. So I invite you to reread Paul's prayer in front of you. Lord Christ Jesus, we thank you with grateful hearts for entrusting us with the gospel, for our own conversions, and for the grace and mercy that we received. Truly, it is an amazing grace. Continue to open our hearts and our minds to follow Christ, as we have been reminded to make the choice to follow or just to live in another way, at another place. We pray for the church in India, for our brothers and sisters who are living among those that would want to do violence to them. May they be light. May they be grace and mercy in that place. Strengthen them with your spirit. We ask that you bless Dr. Shekhar Singh in his journey, his sharing of the gospel, and in his ministry and call in India, for the sake of the gospel and for the gift of love that you extend through him where he is called. Bless to him his life, and continue to deepen us in grace and mercy because of the exuberant love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Stand once again as we sing number 145.